Michael Brown here. I am so glad we get to spend this time together on the Line of Fire. Sit back, enjoy the program. If it blesses you, share it with a friend. Have you ever noticed how much the New Testament talks about Satan and demons and demonic activity? Well, I wonder, where have all the demons gone?
It's time for the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the Line of Fire.
I am not someone who is focused on the devil and demons. I'm not looking for a demon hiding behind every rock. I'm not constantly rebuking demons and taking authority over Satan. That being said, I think that we have lost to a great extent the New Testament reality, the spiritual reality of the presence and activity of demons and demonic spirits. Michael Brown, thank you for joining us today on the Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Join the always lively discussion taking place even now on this very subject on Facebook. Ask Dr. Brown. That's Ask Dr. Brown. I was reading Mark's Gospel last night. I was praying. I was reflecting about the show today. I was thinking about which way we wanted to go on the program. And I just decided I hadn't read through Mark in a while and just wanted to read through a good portion of Mark's Gospel. And I knew, of course, the contents of the Gospel and well familiar with the style of Mark and the unique contribution Mark brings to the Synoptic Gospels. And I also remembered before reading that there is a lot of talk about demons in Mark in some distinct ways. But I was struck once again. Wow, I mean, demons just coming out of the woodwork. Not just that. Not just Jesus goes into a synagogue to teach, and there he is teaching, and immediately a man with an unclean spirit cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God." But Jesus, Yeshua, rebukes him, says, "Be silent, come out of him." Not just accounts like that, but it's just over and over and over to the point. Check this out. Mark 1:39, and Jesus went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Can you believe that? In other words, the emphasis is so prominent on the ministry of driving out demons that that's how Mark describes it. Matthew talks about teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing the sick. Driving out demons gives us a broader sphere with the teaching, preaching, healing emphasis. Mark summarizes simply by saying, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. That's what he went about doing. And remember, he didn't cast them all out so that they're no longer on the earth and active. He cast them out of people, drove them out of people. They are still around. Mark, the sixth chapter, when Yeshua sends out his disciples, the 12 to preach, Mark 6:12, so they went out and proclaimed that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. My question for you is simple. Have we put sufficient emphasis today on demons and Satan? Have we recognized the degree that we are in a spiritual battle? Paul talks about the spiritual battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Demonic powers we're fighting against. Peter reminds us to be sober and vigilant because our adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may devour. James, Jacob, talks about the call to submit ourselves to God, to resist the devil, and he'll flee. Revelation 12:11 talks about how God's people overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and by not loving their lives even to the point of death. This is one of these subjects that comes up a lot in the New Testament. Some years back, it was actually in the mid-80s, I began studying the scripture more intensively about spiritual warfare and angels, demons, and deliverance, and was kind of stunned, even though I knew the reality, I was kind of stunned when I looked at things in a systematic way and said, wow, there is a lot in the New Testament about the spiritual realm. There is more about it than we tend to emphasize. Now, understand, it's a matter of which church circles you're in. It's a matter of, are you in the church where everyone comes in every week and gets delivered from demons again? Or are you in the church that talks about everything being under God's control and you never hear a single word about Satan? I understand that we can be in different churches, have different theological perspectives, but my sense is, and reading Facebook comments, my sense is that we are not giving the devil his due. In other words, rather than saying, well, the devil made me do it, and rather than looking for demons everywhere, we've kind of gone to the other extreme. And I'm wondering what your take is on that. In your own circles, in your own spiritual life, how much attention is given to the devil and demons? Where is the ministry of driving out demons today? You're talking about that on the radio. You're crazy. Well, it's just in the Bible, isn't it? I mean, does it tell us in the Bible that the devil's going to stop? Does it tell us in the Bible that demon activity is going to stop? When we look around at our society and our world, do we have any evidence that demonic activity has let up? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I would submit to you that the devil and demons are the same yesterday and today. Oh, maybe getting more degenerate by the moment, and forever they will be destroyed by the power of God and the punishment of God, and Satan will suffer torment forever. But putting that aside, in terms of activity in the earth, where have all the demons gone? If they were so active in Jesus' ministry, if Paul and others are, and Peter are dealing with them in the book of Acts, if there's demonic activity there, if the epistles talk to us about dealing with Satan and not being duped by him and his deception and spiritual battle, what about today? So what do you think? Do you think we're putting too little emphasis on the devil and demons today in our teaching, in our preaching, in our discipleship, in our personal lives? Or do you think that the church is too demon-obsessed, just too into demon stuff, and we talk about a great big devil instead of talking about a great big God? And another thing to consider, if there is a spiritual realm, what are we supposed to do about it? Do you know how to deal with it? In your own personal life, do you feel equipped to deal with the spiritual realm? Have we just become so intellectually sophisticated? Have we just become so theologically deluded? Have we just become so politically correct in our thinking that we think the way the world does? And yeah, the world talks about ghosts or, you know, haunted houses and ghosts and the evil realm, you know, the dark side. But there's no reality to it. And we kind of think like 21st century Americans. There's not really reality to it. Someone suggested on Facebook earlier that we're not even cognizant of the reality of evil. We're not even cognizant of the reality of evil in our society, that we don't brand things and recognize them as evil. Everything's just kind of become blurred. Maybe that's part of the problem. We don't recognize real evil. How are we going to recognize real demonic powers? And another thing to think about, if demonic activity is present today in America, just as it was present in the first century in Jesus' day, sure, they were drawn to Jesus. There was an attack on him as he marched forth with the kingdom. He was a threat to the kingdom of darkness. So as he came into the world, darkness was exposed. So I understand that we're not going to see the same demonic activity around our lives that was around the life of Jesus. I understand that. But you go to a country like India, you go to a country like Africa, and you minister and you go into rural areas and demonized people act like demonized people and wild things happen and people fall on the ground convulsing and foaming at the mouth and get delivered and they're fine. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Others have seen it. I remember preaching one time in Italy and there was a well-dressed woman standing in the front and she looked very sophisticated. Suddenly there was a confrontation between the power of God and demonic power in her and she started foaming at the mouth and fell to the ground. She wasn't an epileptic. She wasn't sick, but she got delivered by the power of God. Well, why isn't that happening in our society more? I mean, are the demons just hiding out more? Is it that we're not coming with real power? Is it that what happened in the Bible doesn't happen today? I'm talking about dealing with demons. I'm talking about a power confrontation between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. We will get to your calls on the other side of the break. We've got some special resources we're going to make available to you as well. So stay tuned for that special announcement. But I'm just struck reading through the scriptures, reading in Mark last night. Boy, demon power, demon opposition, demons, people being delivered from demons, and a continual theme. Jesus heals the sick and drives out demons, heals the sick, drives out demons. We know they're sick among us today. We may have a debate about whether God heals today or to what extent he heals today, and we may have different theology among us, but we all agree there are plenty of sick people among us today. Does that mean there are plenty of demonized people among us today? Does that mean there are people suffering from demonic oppression, demonic possession, whatever the case may be, whether they be unsaved only or unsaved or believers or whatever the case is? What's the devil doing? Are we cognizant of it? Are we actually doing war in the spirit? We will take your calls. I'll read some of your Facebook comments, and we'll talk about this in depth and look at the word right here today on The Line of Fire. When is the last time you heard a message about demons? When's the last time you heard a message about demonic activity in society today? When's the last time you heard a message about our role as believers in driving out demons? When's the last time you heard a message about Satan and how to resist him? Are we putting too little emphasis on demons and Satan, or are we obsessed with the subject? Michael Brown, welcome back to The Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH. Feel free to weigh in here or on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown. Mark in Greensboro, what's your take on this?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of research on this subject myself, Michael, and I applaud you for coming out here on the radio like this and actually talking about it, because a lot of people won't talk about this, especially in the church. And I just think that either of fear or normalcy, Christians in this country have just got desensitized to demons or Satan. You don't hear Satan come up. You know, every attack's against God. You know, God this, God that, God is mean, God's all these things. You never hear any attacks against Satan. You know, you never hear Satan's name brought up in any atheist conversation. You know, it's all towards God. So, of course, if Satan's not going to be brought up in the conversation, neither is demons. And I think now you got all these secular psychiatrists out there and psychologists, you know, mental illness is the term now for somebody who could or could not be possessed. Or even saying something like, nobody in the Bible that healed were actually possessed. They had a mental illness.
Yep. You know, Mark, there's no question that there is such a thing as mental illness, just like there's physical illness. And at the same time, there's no question that people come under demonic power and
exactly.
That the only explanation is demons. Why do you think, Mark, that many Christian leaders or believers in general in the marketplace of ideas are a little hesitant to talk about Satan and demons today?
I think because they're afraid.
Would you sound crazy? Will be extremists or fanatics?
Well, I think they're afraid, Michael. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I would get a little afraid, too. I mean, it's one thing to say you're Christian and put your faith in God. But when you start living that way, when you start pushing that attitude, you know, actually forcing Satan to stand up and say, hey, this guy or this woman is starting to make a difference. I need to send one of my quote unquote demons there to harass this person, get them. And
we'll just let things lie then. In other words, if I don't provoke the devil, he won't attack me. You think that's basically in people's minds a little bit?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of research because I'm trying to write a book, and this subject's in the book. It's more about modern times. And like I said, this show was probably a godsend. Because it's more about this contemporary times in the United States and how we as Christians in the United States, we don't see it as much. I think it's because of the grace of God that he put on this country when it was founded. Maybe we're just getting the remnants of that grace. But you can't tell me in Africa and all those other countries in China that the devil and his demons are not at work in persecuting Christians.
Got it. Hey, Mark.
You can't tell.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate you, Wayne, and I want to grab a few other calls, but I'm glad the show is up for you today, and I look forward to seeing your book.
Thank
you, sir.
I've been waiting for it.
All right, God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, 866-34-TRUTH. Beverly in Salt Lake City, what's your take?
Well, my opinion is that it is actually dismissed on quite a large level. I've actually talked to a number of pastors from pretty prominent churches here in the Valley about spiritual warfare attacks that I've had. Not, you know, I'm a born-again Christian, so, you know, I, of course, believe, as most Christians, that, you know, if you're born again, you can't be demon-possessed. But nevertheless, I've had some serious, serious spiritual warfare going on for the last few years. And when I have actually tried to talk to different pastors to get basically some teaching on how to deal with these things exactly as you were talking about, I've been really dismissed. One, in fact, said, you know, Beverly, I think demons are just, you know, snively creatures, and I don't pay them any mind, is basically what he told me in a nutshell. He did not try to equip me at all to be able to handle spiritual warfare whatsoever. And most of the other times, a lot of times people will say, well, they try to question your sanity. Are you really dealing with these things, or is it just your imagination? And I'm like, excuse me, when I'm in bed in the middle of the night and I am and spiritually attacked, believe me, I know it and I can feel it. If I'm, you know, coming into my home and I feel, you know, things, and, you know, and a lot of times the response is, well, take a look at your surroundings and your environment and make sure that you don't possess any objects that, you know, could be bringing in that kind of, you know, a spirit into your home. And I understand that, and I get that. And I constantly am going to the Lord and saying, God, sanctify me and sanctify my home. Show me if there's things that do not need to be here. But at the same time, you know, I can't live a paranoid life either. And then, okay, well, you know, everything is bad, and I've got to get rid of this, that, and the other. But there's quite a few things that I've taken out over the number of the years, you know, books that I thought, you know, might not, nothing on witchcraft or anything, but just, you know, things. I try not to watch movies that, you know, exemplify violence and Satan and the devil and all of that in my home, and all these types of things. But, you know, when you've been spiritually attacked, you know it.
Yeah.
And
let me just jump in. It's sad to hear that people would dismiss the reality of spiritual attack or demons just because it is so pervasive in the New Testament. Look, I am, first and foremost, a word-based person. I mean, number one, obviously, I know the Lord, my relationship with him. But in terms of source of truth and authority, I am a word-based person. And that's what I'm looking at. What do the scriptures say? What does the word of God actually say? And there is pervasive material in scripture about demons and deliverance. In fact, sit back, listen to this special announcement, and I will be back with more. All right? We had a special announcement to play, but I think we just got tied up for a second. We'll be back with that. On the other side of the break, I want to let you know about some resources that we've put together for you. But before I get back to the phone lines, which are jammed, so if you're trying to get through, stay with us. Folks at Calvary Chapel Churches, the pastors have the custom of teaching through the entire Bible. So some do it more quickly than others, but they will just read every verse in Scripture and teach on it, which, of course, stretches you as a pastor, teacher, leader. But it also forces you to deal with issues you might not normally deal with. It forces you to deal with things you might not normally deal with. And based on Scripture, putting experience alone, and I've had some wild experiences. I've had some undeniable experiences with demonic powers and seeing the undeniable power of God in the midst of it. I have no question that based on Scripture, we are not giving the devil his due. Most of us, the great majority, some are very demon-focused, I understand. But based on Scripture, Satan is active. Demonic powers are active. We'll address the question on the other side of the break about the origin of demons. One of our callers wants to talk to us about that and let you know about some special resources we have made available for you. Stay with us. Come to every time and tongue, it's in the revolution. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, glad to be with you. Was it a demonic attack when I was about to mention some special resources that we have available on spiritual warfare and angels, demons, and deliverance? I thought it would be very appropriate to make these available at a special discount today in conjunction with the program. Was it a demonic attack when I said, all right, let's play that announcement, and then nothing happened? No, it was technical problem, computer problem. Was a demon behind that? No, I don't think so. I think it was a faulty mouse, if I understand correctly, from Joey. But we will persevere through in any event. Hey, any of you folks remember this song? Let me just play a tiny clip of it from Keith Green.
Falling by the score, you know, it's getting very simple now, since no one believes in me anymore.
Yeah, no one believes in me anymore. Talking about the devil and demons. Reading many of the Facebook comments, there's no question that you have extremes. Of course, I knew that before asking the question. Are we putting too little emphasis on Satan and demonic activity today? Are we putting too much emphasis on Satan and demonic activity today? Of course, I was fully aware that you have extremes on both sides. But the general consensus, what I'm hearing from folks, what I'm looking at, even in my own life and the circles in which I travel, there is insufficient emphasis put on the spiritual realm, on demonic activity, widely, generally speaking. And because of that, we're coming under attack and we don't realize it. Because of that, we're letting demonic powers infiltrate our lives and we don't realize it. Because of that, we are suffering things we don't necessarily have to suffer. That's my take on it. Let me go to Sheila in Aiken, South Carolina. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, loud and clear.
Okay. By the way, it was nice to meet you several weekends back. My mother-in-law and I came up to your your fire church.
Great. Okay. All right. I remember you, Sheila. Thank you.
Okay. I have a question I can't seem to find the answer to anywhere other than the Book of Enoch. If the fallen angels are in chains of darkness until that day,
mm-hmm,
of judgment, then where do the demons come from? What's the origin of them?
Right, you're 100% right to say that the Bible is not explicit on it, which means that the biggest issue is to know that they exist and the authority we have over them in Jesus' name, and to get an understanding of the malicious things that they do. Does the Bible tell us that all angels that fell are in chains of darkness, awaiting final judgment? Not necessarily.
Okay.
So that's one option. I mean, Jude and 2 Peter make reference to this, apparently harking back to Genesis 6, or harking to if Revelation 12 is of a past event, Satan and his fall. And there's a lot of debate about many of these issues here. But if it is fallen angels, then not necessarily all fallen angels, angels that rebelled with Satan, are in chains of darkness, but ones that were guilty of specific sins, specific crimes, those in particular. People have tried to argue that there was a pre-Adamic creation, that there were human beings on the earth, and that they fell, and then God wiped out the earth, and there was a new creation with Adam, etc., and that the human spirits of these pre-Adamic creatures are demons. But there's no, to me, that's just speculation, and I see the Bible very, very specifically speaking against that viewpoint. So the best idea is these are, we know that they're spirits, they're in the satanic realm under satanic power, therefore you would assume that they are fallen angels, although the Bible just doesn't give us more details.
Right, so you think maybe they're just part of the principalities of darkness and things like that?
Yeah, but I mean, where did they come from? We have the earthly creation, and we have the spiritual creation. They're part of the spiritual creation. You know,
you wonder why Satan got to still walk around.
there are obviously divine purposes in allowing us to have choices and allowing sin to be here and allowing Satan to be here in terms of what God ultimately accomplishes. But it's a great question, one I was going to address also. So thanks.
Just one more thing. Could you say what the oldest copy of the Book of Enoch is?
The oldest copy of Enoch we have is the Ethiopic version. In terms of the whole, there are some Aramaic fragments of an earlier Enoch that go back to before the times of Jesus, and we know the book was widely revered. I mean, Jude quotes it. We know it was
because
widely
it is
revered.
Quoted in, Yeah, it's quoted quite a bit in the New Testament.
Right. It's quoted one time explicitly in Jude, but it was something that was highly respected by early Jews and early followers of Jesus, and certainly fragments of it predate the time of Jesus. Hey, thanks for the call, Sheila.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
all
bye.
Right. Appreciate it. All right. Let me just share this with you, some special resources that we have available, how to get them, and then back to your calls.
Dr. Brown has prepared two important resources on the subject of spiritual warfare and angels, demons, and deliverance, featuring almost 25 hours of teaching. Topics include, This is a Book of War, The Flesh, The World, and The Devil, The Sword of the Spirit, The Weapons of Praise, Overcoming the Devil, The Dark Side, Revelation and Deception, How Demons Infiltrate, Believers in Demon Possession, and Do I Need Deliverance? These life-changing, word-based teachings are available on two CDs, which normally sell for $40. But you can order both today for only $25, and we will pay the shipping and handling. That's almost 25 hours of teaching for just $25. Call now at 888-378-FIRE to place your order. That's 888-378-3473. There's a spiritual realm, and these proven teachings will help you be an overcomer. Call today at 888-378-FIRE.
By the way, this offer that we're making available is just for those listening now. We don't have it listed on our website. And if you're calling 888-378-FIRE and having a hard time getting through, then just leave us your name and number, and we will get right back to you and help get these materials to you. Let me go to Cameron in Syracuse, Utah. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Grace and peace, and most high unto you, Dr. Brown. Thank you for your ministry, sir.
Well, my joy. Thank you, Cameron.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of comments. One, I think this was a quote from C.S. Lewis. He said that the greatest trick the enemy pulled was to convince the world that he did not exist.
Mm.
And this is the thing, you know, obviously if Satan was to just pop up in Times Square, you know, and just show himself, then of course, people would reject him. But what he does is he plants ideas in the minds of people, ideas such as atheism and evolution, things like that, to steer people away from the Word of God. And so I think it's Thessalonians that says that he masquerades as an angel of light, and so do his followers or his false teachers or whatever. But I think the issue is that American Christianity is so watered down. I mean, it's like this pseudo-Christianity that we have, and so I don't think we want to do anything that involves discipline, sacrifice, or a challenge, or harm to ourselves, or anything like that. So that's why I think we stay away from the mention of deliverance ministry, the Satan, and demons, and things like that.
So Cameron, I'm very much tracking with you in terms of Satan coming as an angel of light, as Satan doing things that we don't recognize, or the devil. If it was overtly him, then we would recognize we're dealing with evil. And then on the flip side, you kind of get the exaggerated pictures of evil that C.S. Lewis also talked about, you know, just kind of the dragon with the long tail, and that's who we're dealing with. But in point of fact, when you boil it down, once you start dealing with demonic realities, it's a spiritual battle. You can't talk your way through it. You can't point out the degrees that you have. You can't boast about anything unless you're walking with the Lord in purity and have the power of the Spirit behind you. You're in trouble. So the diluted, whitewashed gospel of America is not conducive to spiritual warfare. Good observations, Cameron. Back with more. We are talking about Satan and demons today on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Do we put sufficient emphasis on the subject simply based on a biblical perspective? Do we understand what it means to resist Satan? Do we understand how Satan comes as an angel of light? Do we understand that there are demons at work today? Is the ministry of driving out demons still relevant? Does the New Testament give any hint that demon activity would stop and that our ministry of driving out demons would stop? 866-34-TRUTH. If you want our special resource offer, almost 25 hours of teaching that I did on spiritual warfare, angels, demons, and deliverance. I taught it some years back, and it's the best I ever taught on it, so we put it out on two CDs with tons of, I said, almost 25 hours. Call us at 888-378-FIRE, 888-378-3473. Okay, I am convinced, friends, that there is more going on in the spiritual realm than we are conscious of and that we focus on. Now, I want to be clear. Jesus is my focus, not Satan. Jesus is my focus, not Satan. I am consumed with wanting to know the will of God and do the will of God and please my Father and glorify the name of Jesus. I'm not consumed with the devil and demons. That being said, there is a very real spiritual realm. There's a lot of junk that we let into our homes, our hearts, our minds, our lives. Often we are not aggressively doing battle. Paul says that we are in a battle with spiritual forces. Do we understand that? I mean, you see the reality of people going out to war and they're not prepared. They're underarmed and the others, you know, the attacking forces destroy them. You see it happen in a sports event. One team stronger than the other, one team better prepared, or some violent sport like boxing or mixed martial arts. And it's a war and there are consequences. Well, there's a spiritual war with spiritual consequences. Our enemies are not people. Our enemies are not people, but we are dealing with spiritual forces of darkness, and the New Testament very plainly addresses it, and I'm convinced we underemphasize this based on a scriptural point of view and based on a practical point of view. All right, Reggie in Charlotte, what's your take, sir?
Yes, hello, sir. I just wanted to get in on the conversation to say without a doubt, I know from experience that demons exist and they're alive and well in America for many, many years. Off and on, I would be sleeping at night and then I would feel this power overcome me and I was like paralyzed. I could think with my mind, but I couldn't talk. And all I could just say is, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out. And I would just say it in my mind and my heart because I couldn't open my mouth. Mm-hmm. And after, it was terrifying. And after maybe 30 seconds, then it would be gone. But I knew without a doubt it was demonic oppression. I haven't had the experience in two or three years. But I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior more than 10 years ago. And I have your resources, and they're excellent. They've helped me a great deal. And really quickly, I think the reason we don't see the manifestations like demonic powers and stuff like they do in India and other countries is because they're very, very undercover in America. They do it through people, through the media. I mean, just look at the laws that are being passed in America. Most people think that's just how they think and that's what they want, but they are being influenced to do the will of the devil by implanting these thoughts and desires in their hearts and their minds. And they have no clue what's going on. Mm. So we have great manifestations of evil, demonic beings, but we just don't see it because they're really undercover and they're working through people to just destroy all the things of God that they possibly can.
Yeah, you know, Reggie, I appreciate a bunch of things that you had to say, and thanks for the kind word about the resource materials we have. You know, the thing about being undercover, in other parts of the world and other cultures, they believe in the spiritual realm the same as they believe in the natural realm. In America, we are much, even though we are a religious nation overall, and, you know, you still have the psychic hotlines and the ghost stories still intrigue people, we are much more of a materialistic, earthly, minded people, and therefore the spiritual realm doesn't carry the same reality to us. The other thing that's interesting is I know people who've had the identical experience laying in bed. They feel this oppressive thing on them. It's sitting on them, squeezing. They can barely breathe. They can't get words out. And if they speak the name of Jesus, the thing is broken. Well, what I found fascinating is I was reading a book about people who had, it looked like an alien encounter, the very thing that people describe, something coming down on them and trying to pull them out of their body or pressing down. And when they said the name of Jesus, the thing was broken, pointing to a lot of these so-called alien encounters, alien abductions, actually being aspects of demonic activity. Hey, Reggie, thanks for the call. Continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. I'll see if I can get to some more calls on the other side of the break and give you some practical thoughts. Again, if you'd like to, get our two CDs with almost 25 hours of teaching on angels, demons, deliverance, spiritual warfare, call right now, 888-378-FIRE. Back with more.
Fire we want,
All right, one of these days where I wish I had a few extra hours to take more of your calls, read many of your very insightful comments on Facebook. Again, if you're not part of our Facebook community, go to Ask Dr. Brown right on Facebook. Ask Dr. Brown. We're posting new articles, video, audio resources just about every single day that are free that you can take advantage of, as well as putting up questions for discussion, which great learning experience for everybody. And I often get a lot out of reading the responses from folks. All right, let me try to get to another call. Michael in Madison, Mississippi?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, great. Thanks. What's your question, sir?
My question is, do you believe that in this earthly realm, Satan is omnipresent?
Oh, no, Satan's certainly not omnipresent. Only God is omnipresent, so the devil does not have that power. He's obviously capable of feats that seem superhuman because he's in the spiritual realm and there's power in the spiritual realm. The natural is created out of the spiritual, but he relies on demons. So when the Bible talks about resisting Satan, it doesn't mean that we're all resisting the devil himself, nor was the devil himself going to be focusing on each of us individually as if we're all so special, you know, or like we're like Jesus, that he's got to concentrate on us. But certainly through a network of demons, God knows how many hundreds of thousands, millions of demons there are, billions, I don't know the numbers, but through his network of demons, and it is like a finely tuned army, he carries out his desires in many different respects.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. You bet. So, you know, when we resist the devil, we are resisting what the devil stands for, what he's about in the earth, and his demons specifically. All right. Very quick, Andre in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Brown?
Great. Thank you.
Great. Real quick, I just want you to expound maybe on Zechariah, the 13th chapter, verses 1 and 2, talking about uncleanness that will come on the land. Where the Lord will cast out the unclean spirit, the prophet, etc., during that particular ministry of Jesus, during the time that we read in the Gospels.
All right. Let's do this, Andre. Because of the shortness of time and the depth of your question, I'm going to take that up as my opening question on Friday when I take listener questions. So if you can listen in first thing Friday, I will take it up. I'll make a note to myself to do it. If you can't, catch the show, you can always catch it online at The Line of Fire. But thanks for raising it, and I will definitely take it up. I'll make a note to myself, and we'll do it first thing on Friday. All right?
Okay, very good. I'll be listening for you.
Great, thank you. Yeah, great question, but one that I don't have time to address and give justice to. So I am making a note. Joey, make a note to remind me also to deal with Zechariah 13 as my opening question on Friday. All right, let me bottom line things for you. I believe the first thing that you should do is go to the scriptures and really start reading through the Bible. Read through the Gospel of Mark like I was doing last night and just look at all of the demonic activity that's there and then see, okay, is this reinforced in the experience of the believers in the book of Acts? And then keep going and say, is this reinforced in the epistles, in the letters? Are they talking about these very kinds of things on a regular basis? Is there a spiritual realm that we're not giving sufficient attention to? If so, what is happening in that realm? What are demons doing? What is the devil seeking to do? He is ultimately seeking to drive us away from intimacy with Jesus, drive us away from the truth of the word, drive us away from holy living, drive us away from being effective forces of righteousness in society, drive us away from discipleship, drive us away from healthy families, drive us away from being godly witnesses, drive us away from all the things that are important to our role here. If we can be better equipped, someone said being forewarned is being forequipped. We will see greater victory in our own lives, greater obedience in our own lives, and we will be greater threats to hell. That's my bottom line. For a special resource offer again, 888-378-FIRE. Let's get these materials into your hands, and let's do some damage to the kingdom of darkness.